Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Christine Cojat-Thorpe, protagonist of Sick of Myself, screening here in the Uncertain Regard section. So, a very basic question, but very difficult to answer in this case, I believe. How would you describe your character? I mean, who is she?
Oh, yeah. Well, Signe is a woman with, like, a huge potential. I really think she could have done well in life. I really, really think she could have, like, I don't know, run a business, or because she has this power in her to, like, go for it. But she has these, narcissistic demons, you could probably say, that is kind of stopping her from doing that. And, she has an extreme need for attention and being seen and being loved. Yeah.
How difficult was it to play somebody that in a certain way acts all the time?
That was hard. I really, really had to, like, concentrate on that and work with the script in a way I hadn't done before, because I really had to think about, like, really go through every line and see where she's lying and where she's not lying, because I also was, like, starting to doubt her. When I was playing her, I was like, is this real? Or who is who? Like, because she's lying all the time, but there's still, like, a part of her that's real. And sometimes, like, they really fight each other, those two sides of her. And, we're working a lot with that, having a lot of rehearsals and talking a lot about her, how her mind works, because it's very... Yeah, it was complicated to, like, understand her mind and her way of thinking, but yeah.
I don't think we're spoiling anything, as there is the poster and the trailer, when we say that she goes through a transformation, let's say that. So, in terms of the physical part, what did you have to work more on?
I mean, the physical part, absolutely, because, yeah, she... it was a very physical part because she's getting this, that's maybe spoiling, but it's hard to not, to talk about this movie without spoiling it. But we did a lot of, I can just say that we did a lot of practicing on falling, a lot of practicing on shaking and gagging, faking, throwing up, stuff like that. We actually, because it was really hard, and I actually went to a therapist, which has this therapy where you make your body shake to learn how to shake, or that it looks natural. And so I was practicing a lot shaking, and we also tried at one point with electroshock. So we had this dog collar with electroshock that we tried on around my legs, and also, like, electroshock's abs thing where you can have on, but that was extremely uncomfortable and I just got scared, so we skipped that part. Yeah, so I just faked it all the way.
In the press notes, I read that this was also defined as a dysfunctional romantic comedy. Do you think you like that? I'm not sure.
I don't think it's a romantic comedy, no. I don't think there's... I agree that it's a very dysfunctional relationship, and a relationship that, where the two parts really drive each other to madness, almost. Or not almost, it is madness.
The film is very balanced, so how did you manage to work on the very entertaining moments, and the fact that at the same time this is a very sad film about this woman's longing for affection, for love? How did you work on this balance?
We talked a lot about that balance between the sadness of it and the comedy part of it. And I think the key thing with that was to always, as for me as an actress, to always believe in everything Signe does, even though it's super crazy, but never to make fun of her, as an actress. And sometimes I did that while we were doing a scene. I was like, because you do, because it's so fucked up, the thing she does. So, what is it called? Automatically you go into like making a cartoonish version of it. So we were really strict on not doing that and just really believe in her the whole time. So yeah, I think that was like making it work with the balance between that, because you find it funny, but you're also like a bit ashamed of laughing at it, and you also feel sad while you're laughing. So yeah,
Thanks to Christine Cujat-Thorpe, protagonist of Sick of Myself, a screening at the 75th Festival de Cannes in the Uncertain Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.